Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a concrete Echo DJ intro Titan breakdown in Ableton Live 12, with that 90s inspired darkness, old school jungle weight, and deep DNB atmosphere. This is not a full tune. We're designing a focused intro and breakdown section that does a real job for DJs. It needs to set the mood fast, leave space for mixing, hint at the groove before it fully arrives, and then tighten up so the drop or main drum section feels massive when it lands. The whole vibe we're chasing is cold, metallic, tunnel-like, and a little industrial. Think concrete stairwell reflections, warehouse air, damp reverb tails, and breakbeat energy lurking just under the surface. First thing, set your tempo. For that classic feel, aim around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want it a little heavier and more modern, you can sit closer to 165 to 172. For this lesson, I'd usually start around 172 BPM, because it keeps the break at its lively and still gives the intro enough breathing room. Now organize the session so it's easy to control. I like to keep separate tracks for atmosphere, effects one-shots, break fragments, and texture or a noise. Then set up return tracks for reverb, delay, and a darker space or modulation return. This matters more than people think, because a clean layout helps you shape the intro like a performance, not just stack random sounds. Let's start with the atmospheric bed. This is your concrete room foundation. It should feel like the listener is already inside a space before any drums arrive. You can use a sample like vinyl noise, room tone, a synth drone, or a dark pad. Or you can build it from scratch using Ableton devices. A really solid chain is wavitable or analog into auto filter, then saturator, then hybrid reverb, then echo, and finally utility. Keep the source simple, like a saw or triangle wave, with a low-pass filter fairly closed. Then slowly open the filter over time. Add a bit of saturation for density, but keep it controlled. The reverb should feel like a small room or metallic chamber, not a lush huge hall. And the echo should be dark, subtle, and just wide enough to create motion without washing everything out. A useful teacher tip here: if the atmosphere only sounds good when it's loud, it's probably too thin or too flashy. Check it at low volume. If it still feels creepy and physical when quiet, you're on the right path. Now we bring in the old school DNA with a break fragment. Don't overload the intro with a full groove yet. We want broken pieces, ghosted hits, and fragments that suggest the rhythm instead of fully committing to it. Take a classic break, an amen-style chop, or even a ghost kick and snare pattern, and load it into simpler or onto an audio track. Chop it into useful hits and remove the low end with EQ8. Then add a little drum bus for attitude, auto filter for movement, and echo for those distant throws. On the break track, high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on how much low end is in the sample. If it's too harsh, notch out a little around the upper mids. Use drum bus lightly, just enough to bring out the snap. Then automate the filter so it starts close and opens gradually over the phrase. That's a big part of the jungle feel. It's not just about the sample, it's about how the sample appears out of the fog. Now let's talk about the core idea in this lesson, the Titan breakdown. This is where the intro stops feeling spacious and starts feeling focused, nervous, and pulled inward. The sound gets narrower, the low end gets thinner, the echoes become more deliberate, and the whole section starts leaning toward the drop. This tightening effect is one of the strongest tension tools you can use in dark DNB. Over 8 bars, automate the high pass slightly upward, narrow the stereo width, reduce reverb spread or decay, and use delay throws more intentionally. Start wide and roomy, then slowly close the space down. That contrast is what makes it feel dark. A really good setup is to group the intro tracks into an intro bus. On that bus, use EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. Don't overcompress it. Just a little glue is enough, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then use utility to automate the width. For example, start around 120% width and tighten it down toward 80 or 90% as the section progresses. That narrowing motion creates serious psychological pressure, even before the drums hit. Next, we build the signature concrete echo effect. This is the sound that gives the tutorial its name. It should feel like a hit bouncing off hard surfaces in a tunnel or stairwell. Snare hits, rim shots, metallic clanks, reverse impacts, or short vocal fragments work really well here. Set up a dedicated echo return with EQ8, echo, saturator, hybrid reverb, and utility. High pass the signal before it hits the echo, so the low end doesn't smear the mix. Then use echo with a sync time like 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/4. Keep the feedback moderate to high, but darken the filters so the repeats feel gritty rather than shiny. add a touch of saturator for dirt, then hybrid reverb with a short metallic or small room space. The goal is not a big, dreamy tale. The goal is a short, architectural reflection that sounds like it belongs in a hard, enclosed space. Use this return sparingly. Send a snare accent at the end of a phrase, a reversed hit before a transition, or one empty beat throw in the middle of the intro. One well-placed echo can do more than a whole pile of effects. Now let's shape the arrangement like a DJ-friendly tool. Phrase clarity matters. Work in clean 4-bar and 8-bar blocks so a DJ can cue, beat match, and understand where the energy is heading. A strong roadmap might be this. Bars 1 to 4 are atmosphere and texture only. Bars 5 to 8 bring in filtered break fragments and the first echo hit. Bars 9 to 12 become more rhythmic and tighter, with more width reduction and sharper accents. Bars 13 to 16 hit the breakdown peak or transition point, possibly with a small silence, a reverse swell, or a pre-drop impact that leads into the main groove. That's a very important concept. The intro should belong in the DJ set. It should help the mix, not fight it. So leave room. Don't put the sub too early. Don't overcrowd the low mids. Let the incoming tune have somewhere to live. Automation is where all the motion comes from. Pick one main movement per phrase, so the section stays focused. Maybe the first 4 bars are filter movement, the next 4 bars are width narrowing. Then the next phrase brings in echo send changes. Don't automate everything at once, because then the intro loses its shape. A few smart moves. Open the filter gradually from a few hundred hertz up into the upper mids. Narrow the width as the tune approaches the break. Increase the send to the echo return on one key hit at the end of a phrase. And just before the transition, reduce reverb wetness a little so the drop feels more direct and dry when it lands. If you want one extra memorable element, add a signature dark hit or motif. This could be a detuned stab, a low metallic slam, a warped vocal phrase, or a reversed chord with a long tail. Process it with sampler or simpler, auto filter, maybe a touch of frequency shifter, then echo and reverb. Keep it short and intentional. In this style, one strong identity sound is often better than 10 weak ones. For an advanced variation, try making the intro feel like it's compressing inward. Reduce stereo width every couple of bars. High pass a little more aggressively. Add slightly more mid-range resonance. Shorten the delay time at the end of phrases. That creates a tunnel-lock feeling, like the listener is moving deeper into a corridor before the drums hit. Another nice variation is a broken radio relay approach. Chop up a vocal or stab, pitch it down a few semitones, and alternate between dry and heavily echoed versions. That gives you a paranoid, text-up-adjacent edge. Or go with a ghost break approach, where the groove is barely there. A few snares, tiny hat ticks, reverse tails, and low-level kick ghosts with the low end removed. That's a great way to make the rhythm feel haunted before it fully arrives. One more powerful technique is the stop-start pressure move. Mute the main texture for a beat or half a bar, let the reverb tail continue, and then bring the next hit in dry and close. That kind of controlled interruption creates tension without needing a huge buildup. For the transition into the main drum section, think about layering the handoff. First, the atmosphere thins out. Then the echo tail gets clipped or bounced to audio. Then the break fragment stops. Then the downbeat lands. You can even record the return track, reverse the tail, and place it right before the drop for a super deliberate transition. That kind of detail makes the intro feel engineered, not accidental. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let too much low end creep into the intro, or the drop loses impact. Don't drown everything in reverb, because dark DNB needs space, not fog soup. Don't make the phrasing random, because DJs need structure. Don't stack every effects idea at once. And don't start the intro too wide too early, because the tightening contrast is what gives the section its power. For the heavier, darker energy, keep thinking about hard surfaces, concrete, metal, basements, stairwells, tunnels. Use short metallic reverbs, gritty saturation, resonant filters, and echoes that live in the high mids. Let the mids do some of the harder work. Keep the sub mostly out of the intro. Use contrast between dry and wet. A single dry hit in a wet space can hit harder than a wall of sound. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a 12-bar concrete echo intro in Ableton Live. Use one atmosphere track, one break fragment track, one echo return, and one transition hit. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Make a low drone with wave eatable or a pan sample. Add hybrid reverb and echo. Chop a break into just a few hits and place them sparsely. Put EQ8 and auto filter on the break. Create a return with echo, saturator, and reverb. Send only one or two hits into that return. Automate the filter opening, width narrowing, and send level at the end of a phrase. Then add a reverse hit in the final bar and listen back like a DJ would. If the intro feels dark immediately, leaves room for mixing, tightens naturally, and has one or two memorable echo moments, then you've nailed it. So the big takeaway is this. Build a cold atmosphere. Introduce broken rhythm sparingly, use filtering and width to tighten the space and let the section close in instead of just gang louder. That's the Concrete Echo DJ intro mindset for 90s-inspired jungle and dark DNB. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar automation script or a device chain cheat sheet for the exact Ableton setup.